Climate Change is Unequivocal. That's the headline on the front page of the February 4th, 2007 New York Times. Scientists are as certain as they ever get. They now say that carbon reduction under the Kyoto Agreement is not enough and an 80% carbon reduction will be needed. And soon. We've got 10 years, tops. That goal takes nothing less than major changes in how we do nearly everything. Low-input, high-yield agriculture, much better water management, new building techniques that embody far less energy, new land use patterns that require little transportation, few, if any, private cars. And that's just the beginning. How do we get there? How do we convince public officials to abandon pet projects that make things worse in favor of solutions? Someone has to show the way. That takes positive vision of a future that works. And someone has to demonstrate that vision. The good news is it's already happening. Portland, Oregon is a portal into a world with a very small carbon footprint, with amazing painted intersections, natural building projects with far less embedded energy than conventional buildings. There is permaculture, urban agriculture, and the beginnings of a different social organization. Portland activists are consciously trying to change the world, says Hindi Iserhot, programs coordinator for the City Repair Project, one of several organizations in the city.
What we're doing, we can't just look at it as isolated movement here in Portland. Our actions, the City Repair Project and with other people who are working in the same movement, we are trying to affect change on a global level.
A loose affiliation of organizations, including the City Repair Project, Our United Villages, and others, support each other in many ways, creating a critical mass that is visible in the streets. We're sitting across the street from a really interesting-looking building. What is that building?
That's the Rebuilding Center of Our United Villages, and actually that structure that we're looking at is entirely made out of earth and masonry, otherwise known as cob. It's a sculptural amenity, definitely a piece of public art. The difference, though, is that it involved the community that lives around the building in the design and in the building of the structure.
The Rebuilding Center is a front for Our United Villages. They do deconstruction of houses, and people can bring their old appliances and fixtures there when remodeling, and then they sell that, and that money then funds Our United Villages. And Our United Villages, they do very similar work to City Repair Project. They work at a grassroots level where they go into a community and they take a survey. They get people in the community motivated to come up with a project based on the surveys. And then all of the fundraising and volunteer work is done in the community to fund that project and to make it happen.
Why Portland? Portland City Repair Project founder Mark Lakeman thinks it's the way the city government is organized, amongst other things.
Four things: the grid, the city leadership structure, the indigenous tribes, and the natural context around us. It's a different kind of place. We have the most intersections per capita of any American city. We have the commission form of government, which used to be prevalent in the United States. Everyone on the city council is empowered. They have direct access over daily activities. We have five times more access to power than we would in a strong mayor system. If we hadn't had direct access to the commissioner in charge of transportation, we probably would have gone down fighting with transportation rather than being able to get some political advocacy and create ordinances that would let us do what we do.
It might also be that Portland is in the heart of Ecotopia, the region of the U.S. that seceded to form an ecological utopia in Ernest Kallenbach's 1975 novel, Ecotopia.
It's a pretty accurate portrayal of a lot of subcultures within the Cascadian bioregion. I think books like that are extremely important because it helps elucidate on a conscious level what it is that's happening. What he was doing there was looking at threads that were already alive. He just kind of wove it together into a story to present ourselves back to ourselves.
I don't know why it's happening in Portland, but it definitely seems to be a confluence here. People coming together, people from the 60s generation linking with people from my generation and working together to make change happen. And then we're finding that it is rippling out and that there are people calling us all the time from New Orleans, from Tempe, Arizona, from Asheville, from Ontario, Toronto, Vancouver, Seattle. Seattle just had 2 intersection repairs done at the same time. LA. I talked to so many people who have just moved here, and they were attracted either by the city repair project itself or other progressive things that are happening in the city.
The repair of the city is the unmaking of the fabric of dominance, and it's the reasserting of a fabric of dignity. And it's the difference between indigenous patterns of living and imposed patterns. The repair of the city is the unmaking of the fabric of dominance, and it's the reasserting of a fabric of dignity, which is inherently going to be sustainable. And that's what we mean by the repair of the city.
For KBCS, this is Tom Allen.